Dreamscape presents For Your Consideration, Dwayne The Rock Johnson by Trace Dean, narrated by James Anderson Foster. Introduction. I love The Rock. Hardly a hot take, right? Everybody loves The Rock. I don't think my mom has ever seen one of his movies, but my mom loves The Rock, which, to be fair, might be because he's objectively a hunk for the ages. There are plenty of reasons to love him. He's a compelling movie star, a once-in-a-lifetime fitness icon, and an endlessly likable guy off-screen. The Rock's career in Hollywood spans two decades, and he enjoyed a monumentally important stint as a pro wrestler that included reigns as the WWF and WWE Intercontinental and Tag Team Champion, as well as multiple WrestleMania main events. He helped reinvigorate the fading Fast and Furious movie franchise, co-founded the juggernaut film studio Seven Bucks Productions, and took over the world of television with his smash HBO show Ballers. Alongside his wrestling arch-rival Stone Cold Steve Austin, he defined one of the most beloved eras of the sport's history. The Rock has been a rare cultural constant for the past several years. We don't have many real movie stars anymore, performers whose presence can guarantee a film's success even if a franchise isn't attached. And many film icons of the past have gone on to disappoint us either professionally, Ben Affleck, or in their personal lives, also Ben Affleck. Where others have faltered or stumbled, The Rock has always managed to succeed. His personal life is free of controversy, and his filmography, though not free of bombs, has managed to thrive. Between the extent of his fame and the length of his career, there's a whole lot of ground to cover in this book. Ultimately, I want to answer a simple question. Why do we love Dwayne The Rock Johnson so much? Because it matters, doesn't it? Not everybody has what it takes to become a cultural icon. And when someone does, it says just as much about the fans as it does about the individual. The Rock's life story is fascinating, and he's fun to watch in movies, but you could say the same of a litany of other actors. A great smile and easygoing charm aren't enough to guarantee success. We, the fans, the general public, are the ones who elevate our icons. They cannot be bought or built. They have to prove themselves worthy of our adoration. Our motivations for giving our support to public figures and the reasons we feel compelled to do so are worth scrutinizing. What do these people mean?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?